Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
Alrighty, this is J. Stu, and once again I'm coming to you from the mighty Sketchbook Comics. This week as our guest we have, once again, our good friend Joel.
How's it going?
Good, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Saying I think the last time we talked to you on the segment was probably last year.
Yeah, it might have been before Christmas.
Yeah.
It seems like forever ago.
It does, but, I mean, good to be back, and I was telling Jeff, the store looks amazing since you guys rearranged it a little bit.
Thank you. You can thank my wife.
Well, Joel's wife, you did an amazing job. So, let me get to some questions with you. We've gotten Jeff's opinion on a couple things, but I got to know your opinion on the Justice League United that's coming out.
The Justice League United?
Formerly known as Justice League Canada.
Right, yeah. I still think it's great. I thought it was great before when they said it was going to be called Justice League Canada. I can understand why they're not calling it that because, you know, they're kind of making a little bit of a shift on what their original intended storyline is.
Yeah.
But they're still going to be in Canada. They're introducing some Canadian characters. Either way, I think it's good. I like the characters that are on the team. It's got Martian Manhunter, who's my favorite.
Green Arrow.
I haven't been really into the New 52 Green Arrow. Okay. I really like my old cynical, beardy that Green Arrow from back.
Eating chili all the time, pissed off at Hawkman.
Yeah, exactly. That was part of the charm of the character.
Yeah.
And him being with Black Canary. He's not currently with Black Canary, is he?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, so, I don't know. So for me, it's not the same character.
Right.
I don't have anything against Green Arrow being on the team, but it's just not the Green Arrow that I grew up with and loved. And then we've got, Adam Strange.
Supergirl, too, I guess.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool. And then Animal Man.
Yeah.
And that's... Animal Man's pretty awesome. So, I don't know. It seems... To me, it seems like a good team. They're going to be in Canada. They're going to go in space.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself.
Yeah. I like space... Superhero space stuff. So, I'm looking forward to it. I don't think there's anybody on the team that I have a problem with.
No,
I can't
me neither.
Remember who else is on the team.
Stargirl, I think, is
Star. Yeah, sure. Stargirl's awesome.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And Jeff Lemire, I like his writing as well.
I trust him. I trust him to put out a book that I'm going to want to read. So, it's got characters I like and a writer that I like. I don't remember who's on art, but I don't think it matters.
I don't remember either, but
Yeah, I think it'll be great. I think anybody who skips it because it's switched from being Justice League Canada to be Justice League Unlimited?
United.
Yeah. It's making a mistake. It's still going to be a good book.
Yeah, you heard it here, folks. Joel recommends it. So do I. Get it when it comes out.
That's right.
Now, movie-wise, what did you think about the Michael Douglas announcement for Ant-Man?
I think that's fine. They're obviously not going with what you'd expect in the comic book.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to go the same route with Scott Lang stealing the gear and stuff. It sort of looks that way, you know, with Douglas being old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's obviously not going to be the star. He's going to be part of the story. Right. And I think that makes sense. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need to have an established history for a character that's brand new to a movie-going audience. You know what I mean? You need to build that story in. And as long as they don't spend half the movie building that story in before anything awesome happens, it'll be fine. Michael Douglas is a fine actor.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Put him in a superhero movie? Sure. Yeah, I think it's good. That's a movie I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah,
I can't think. Edgar Wright?
Yeah, Edgar Wright.
So,
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, well, Paul Rudd, that's perfect to me. But
yeah.
On the weekend... Last weekend, I watched End of the World. Have you seen End of the World?
I have seen that, yeah.
So, there were some awesome action sequences in there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is the guy who's going to make Ant-Man? Perfect, no problem. After seeing that film, I was like, I have complete confidence. I think that movie will be great.
Now, Jeff had a real problem with maybe the Wasp showing up. Do you feel the same way?
I don't think I care.
Okay.
I think she can show up, and it's fine. Those characters are interconnected.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's Marvel's plan with everything, is to make everything as interconnected as possible.
Yeah.
I guess characters need someone they can relate to, and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe it's needed for the story. I don't have a problem with it either way.
And I think, do they make her Pym's wife or Scott Lang's girlfriend? Or?
I don't think you make her Pym's wife.
Well, since he's 70.
Yeah, exactly. So, unless they're in, like, if they're not going to make him a hero, they're not going to make her a hero.
Right.
So if they bring the Wasp in, like, who knows? I would more expect her, if she showed up, I wouldn't be surprised if she was part of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean?
Or that'd be all right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Part of that tie-in. Like, because if he's been around for years, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to know. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to have something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's got to be some way to tie it all together so they can bring Ant-Man into the other stuff.
Okay.
Which they'd be foolish not to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And speaking of Avengers-related movies, Paul Bettany was cast as the Vision from Avengers 2. I guess he's the voice of Jarvis as well.
That's right.
Too many Avengers in the movie at this point?
Nah. The Avengers have always been that big ensemble thing, right?
Yeah.
So it just means they give somebody else a little less screen time. And that could be...
Quicksilver.
Is Quicksilver going to be in it?
He is. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are in
the movie. I forgot, because Quicksilver's also in the other.
Yeah, the kid who plays Kick-Ass is playing Quicksilver in the Avengers.
Right. I can't see that being a huge part. I don't know. I always liked the Vision, so...
Yeah, cool character.
I'm excited for him to be in the movie. I could do with a little less Black Widow.
Definitely.
So we can just have Vision take all her lines.
All right. I'm good with that.
Sounds good to me. yeah, ever since I was a kid, I just thought Vision was cool. I'm assuming he'll probably show up as, like, the White Vision or extra robotic. He's not going to be the awesome green and red with the, you know, the yellow gem on the forehead and stuff like that. We're not going to get that, like, as much as I want. Honestly, he's probably going to look like Iron Man.
Yeah, probably.
I'm expecting Ultron to look like Iron Man.
Yeah. So, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Cool. Now, going by our Facebook page, you were not a fan of the Quicksilver costume for X-Men.
No, it is so bad. I showed it to my wife, and she's like, yeah, that's terrible. And I understand where it's coming from. I'm assuming that's Quicksilver from the 70s and not the future.
Yeah.
Which, with that costume, you could think it was either way because it's pretty ridiculous. But there was, like, a rock star who looked just like that. Like, the whole outfit looks exactly the same. So, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a little bit of, you know, celebrity awe kind of thing. You know, he imitated his look. You don't do that when the character's name is Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Like, it really just seems ridiculous. So, I'm terrified of this film at this point. I don't know what to think of it at all. I don't know how they can pull all these pieces together and make something that's not ridiculous. Because right now, there's some stuff that just looks downright foolish.
Yeah, and I guess they've already cut Rogue out of the movie.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't like, what's her name as Rogue?
Anna
Paquin?
Yeah.
That, we can do without that. I don't know. I'm afraid for that film.
Okay.
I want it to be awesome, but
I do too.
Really worried it's going to be really bad.
Okay. I guess this is going to air after the announcement, but Niagara Falls Comic Con is going to announce a major comic book writer or artist this week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone you'd want to see?
No one that they're getting.
No.
You know what I mean? Anybody that I'd want to see, I don't think they'd bring in.
Yeah.
Just because, like, did they say it was a legend?
They did, actually. They said it was legendary.
So if they're legendary, there aren't that many people left that are legendary that I want to see at a con that I think would come. Yeah. Like, maybe John Romita Jr.
Yeah.
You know, to me, he's pretty legendary. I'd like
to
see
him. Cool.
One of the Kuberts.
Well, they had Perez last year, and I was lucky enough to have met him.
Perez is very nice to meet. I can't really, like, and that's the thing. I've met a lot of the people that are my heroes. Walt Simonson.
Oh, that would be good.
Walt Simonson, I would stand in line for at this point, because the one year he was just leaving because, like, it had been too long of a day at this one convention I was at. So Walt Simonson would probably be
that'd
be
awesome. That's a good choice, yeah.
But anybody else, I can't think of anybody else that I really care about.
Okay.
That I haven't met.
Okay, cool. Speaking of John Romita Jr., did you hear the announcement that him and Geoff Johns are taking over Superman?
Sure did.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, it's... they only showed, like, two little bits of preview art, but
yeah.
I'm like, Superman looks like Superman, and that's important.
Yeah.
Superman looks like Superman. A couple of the guys they've had recently, Superman didn't look super enough.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I hope it's good. I really hope it means a lot more John Romita Jr. at DC.
That would be amazing.
Because Marvel let his exclusive or whatever lapse, and then DC just got in there. Hopefully he likes it. Hopefully they'll just go from big name to big names. Like, when he's tired of doing Superman, they let him do some Batman and then some Justice League,
yeah.
Green Lantern, and then whatever. Because I think everything he draws looks good.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm pretty excited for that. And Geoff Johns back on Superman... Or was he on Superman before?
A while back, like 2005, okay. 2006.
Yeah.
Action Comics he was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to read that book. I want to read Geoff Johns Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait.
That should be good. And if the readers know what's good for them, they'll, you know, they'll show DC that that's what they want, and they'll buy a lot of it so we get more.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
So what have you been reading lately that has just blown your socks off?
Red Lantern, Green Lantern continues to be really, really good. This week's issue, Supergirl becomes a Red Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really cool. That was... it fulfilled all expectations. Forever Evil 5 was good.
Oh, yeah, that was a good read.
That book's continued. It's... I feel like it's been slow, but it's been building up to, like, to issue 5, really. Like, I think issue 5 revealed a lot of stuff.
Some big moments in that one.
Yeah, some really big moments. And I think it's just going to get better from here. I actually had a few people, like, drop it within the last couple weeks. They're like, I'm not going to pick it up anymore. And I think it's because the first four issues, there was a couple moments that were too slow. So it kind of put them off. The new Wolverine book met all my expectations. That was enjoyable. The Loki, Agent of Asgard. That book was a lot of fun. It was really, really good. Loki's effectively a good guy in it.
Okay.
He's still sneaky. He's still underhanded. He does some crazy stuff, but he's working for Asgard.
Okay.
He's basically paying off his dues for all of his prior sins. Every good deed erases a sin. And it was a good story. I really enjoyed that.
That's a great idea for a story, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was. And the thing is, they hit you with some twists right in the first issue, and I'm like, perfect. I want to read the second issue. So they did their job.
Nice.
I can't think of what else came out this week, because I guess that's the stuff that really stood out to me as good books. The Image books continue to be really good. Like, Image has had a run of, like, Pretty Deadly, Deadly Class, Black Science, Lazarus, Saga. Some of them are newer. Five Weapons. All really good. All really good books. Some of the older stuff's already in trade, and then it's got new stuff that's starting up. Those were all really, really good. But the big surprise for me is Thunderbolts.
Okay.
Last issue... not the one that just came out, the one before, they brought in Ghost Rider.
Okay.
And I always like Ghost Rider, and it's the same writer as Superman Wonder Woman, which continues to be
excellent. Okay, yeah, it's an excellent book.
Continues to be excellent. So I was like, you know what, I've been meaning to give it a try because it's the same writer. The Inhumanity stuff storyline was done, so I'm just like, I'll pick up this issue, Ghost Rider in it, because Ghost Rider's awesome, and it was really good. This guy's good. Like, this writer's good. He seems to be able to make everything he touch be a really good book. Because I'm not super interested in those characters together. Mm-hmm. I'm really not interested in Red Hulk.
No.
He made me want to read more about Red Hulk.
Oh, cool.
I actually sent him a tweet, and I was like, why, when Red Hulk's Red Hulk, doesn't have a mustache? Because General Ross has a mustache.
Yeah.
But you know when Hulk, they've got that Hulk storyline where Hulk's in the future, and he's bald and he's got a big beard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's got facial hair, but Red Hulk doesn't have a mustache. And so I was like, why doesn't he have a mustache? And why, when he changes back into General Ross, because he seems to do it whenever he wants, does he have clothes? Right?
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, it's automatically, boom, clothes. Like, they don't show him, like, the, you know, the comic book shrinking and he turns back into General Ross, but it's like one panel Red Hulk, next panel General Ross, clothes, mustache. So I asked him, I'm like, why, you know, what's up with this? He's like, actually, I'll be addressing that in issue 21.
Really?
And I'm just like, awesome! So I'm going to keep reading. But you see, yeah, so that book's been really good. And I'll read everything that he puts out because of his track record. Because he's got the new Inhuman book.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called Inhuman with Joe Madd.
Yeah.
I think it was originally going to be Hickman or Matt Fraction. One of those two guys. And for whatever reason, they're off the book, and he's picking it up. So I'll be reading that, too, because everything he touches seems to be comic book gold.
Is the ghostwriter in it Johnny Blaze?
It is.
Oh, quick. Cool.
It's the original ghostwriter. There's another new. There's a new ghostwriter book coming out, and the ghostwriter in it drives a car with flaming tires.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that's all about. It's not the same character.
Sounds kind of cool, though.
We get two, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't have enough ghostwriters, I guess. But yeah, the Thunderbolt book has been the big surprise because I wasn't into that book at the beginning. They had a lot of art changes, a couple of writer changes, but now they seem to be onto one artist, and they're with that writer, and it's good. So that's definitely a recommended pickup.
All right, Ed.
And that Disney put out that book, that Seekers of the Weird. I can see it from here.
Oh, okay.
That was a really good book. It gets a little more all ages, but it's really neat. Not what I was expecting at all, because it's not, like, Disney-like.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the week to come, what are some of your picks?
All right, this one, normally I wouldn't read this book. She-Hulk has a new series coming out.
Okay.
I'm going to read it because it's the same guy who writes Thunderbolts, same guy who writes Unchained. they've given Charles Soule that book as well. So,
okay.
She-Hulk's not a character that I'm interested in at all. But I'll give it a chance because he's writing it. 10 Grand, number 7's out. That book's been really good from Image. Uncanny X-Men, is that this week? No, it's not. The new X-Force book, X-Force is getting a reboot. I think they're combining both teams, the X-Force and Cable, and the Uncanny X-Force. They're now just going to be X-Force.
All right.
One big X family. So that'll be worth checking out. I think those are the only ones that are really jumping out for me next week. Oh no, it's Superman Wonder Woman, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can't miss Superman Wonder Woman. That's out next week.
That's been a fantastic read, and
yeah.
Really was only getting it for Kat because of Wonder Woman, but it's made me like Superman again, actually.
Yes, and the next issue, I think they have to go toe-to-toe with, what's her name, Feora?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the... I think this is the issue where everything becomes revealed that, you know, Zod wasn't, you know, he's not just trying to save her. That Zod's pure evil and,
yeah.
You know, it's going to hit the fan and we're going to go from there. But we also get a new book from Image called Mercenary Sea. It's like an undersea mercenary story. So that's coming out this week. That looks really good. And then... they've been doing this Revolutionary War book from Marvel. It's like the Marvel UK characters, like Captain Britain
right,
and all that.
Yeah.
They're on to like the fourth book this week, which is, I don't remember if you remember from the 90s, Death's Head 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this week is the Death's Head 2 book. That stuff's been a lot of fun. They kind of explain everything that happened really quick in every issue, like during their regular conversations, and then the story is just running out of it, and it's fine. Like, okay. It's been a lot of fun. There's neat characters, some I don't know, some I do know, and it seems to be flowing pretty organically. for lack of a better word.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that, too. And a bunch of people are. I had somebody come in today and ask if it had come out this week or if it was next week to make sure they didn't miss it. Justice League of America 12. That's probably about it.
Okay.
Yeah, unless I've missed a Green Lantern book. I did. Green Lantern Corps is out next week, so.
All right. Cool. Sounds like some good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, it was definitely awesome talking to you again. Hopefully, I won't get bronchitis again.
No.
So that'd be nice.
That'd be good. Nobody needs bronchitis.
And I've said it a million times, but I'll say it again. If you haven't been down to Sketchbook Comics yet, you should check it out. It's one of the greatest stores of all time, in my opinion.
Those are strong words, and I approve.
Oh, no problem. So we'll talk to you next time, man. And thanks again. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.